Watch, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Extraordinarily disrespectful to ask me about illegal alien crime victims. By John Binder on March 18, 2021. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas asserts it is extraordinarily disrespectful to ask him about American victims of crimes committed by illegal aliens. During a hearing before the House Homeland Security Committee on Wednesday, Representative Kat Kamak, RFL, asked Mayorkas about illegal alien crime victims. Specifically, Kamak referenced the case of 19-year-old Amber Scott, a high school cheerleader at the time in Douglas County, Colorado, who was kidnapped at knife point in 2006 by 25-year-old illegal alien Pedro Martinez. Martinez had been previously deported to his native Mexico after 3 felony drug convictions, but he returned illegally to the U.S. at a later date. Martinez was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole in May 2007. How many more Ambers have they kidnapped across America before you will take action? Kamak asked Mayorkas in the hearing, to which he called the question extraordinarily disrespectful. The full exchange went as follows. Kamak, I'm from a small town out west, and the month before I was supposed to graduate high school, which was 2006, one of my classmates was kidnapped by an illegal who had been deported multiple times. And I think when you have policies that incentivize folks to come over illegally, and we don't have the proper mechanisms in place to protect our borders, that kind of impact has resounding effects. So my question to you, her name was Amber Scott, the young lady who was kidnapped by this illegal criminal. How many more Ambers have to be kidnapped across America before you will take action? Mayorkas, Congresswoman, I find that question to be extraordinarily disrespectful. Disrespectful not only to me, but disrespectful to the men and women of Homeland Security and to all the frontline personnel throughout this country who dedicate themselves to the safety and security of the American people. Kamak, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm sure the American people feel very disrespected about the border situation we're facing right now, emphasis added. Americans often become the victims of crimes committed by illegal aliens. This month, an illegal alien MS-13 gang member, already in prison for attempted second-degree murder, was charged with second-degree murder for his involvement in a 2016 killing in Long Island, New York. Federal data from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Voice, reveals that in 2020, the office had received about 700 calls from Americans and their surviving family members, known as Angel Families, who were victims of illegal alien crimes. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, has long estimated that about 2,000 Americans are killed by illegal aliens every year. In October 2020, President Trump issued a presidential proclamation that makes November 1st of every year the National Day of Remembrance for Americans killed by illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.